It is time to talk again with the coach, Mike McCarthy. Coach, how you doing?
Doing great. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. All right, the Dallas Cowboys coming to town, and the big story with the Cowboys, of course, is 23-year-old Dak Prescott, rookie quarterback. I want to throw some numbers at you. Most record for most passes by a rookie without an interception, still at zero after 155 attempts. Along the way, 247.8 yards per game, 69% completion rate. Receiver Cole Beasley says it's not like he's a rookie, it's like he's a five-year vet. That's what's impressed me, the poise and confidence the young guy has.
Definitely. He's off to an excellent start. He played a lot of football. He's a natural at the quarterback position. They're doing an excellent job with him. But I think the one statistic is really, like you said, the number of attempts without an interception. You see a very disciplined decision maker with the football.
You know, I'm old enough to remember when rookie quarterbacks were brought along, tutored. Even Aaron Rodgers sat behind Brett Favre for a time. In recent years, you know, you can think of even go back to Cam Newton, Teddy Bridgewater, you know, this year Dak Prescott and Carson Wentz in Philadelphia. What do you see different about the modern NFL where a lot of these kids are at that position just seem ready to go?
Well, I think it's a couple things. Number one, I think these quarterbacks are exposed more. Just because just the way sports and everything's set up now, there's more information access at a younger age. So I think they're better prepared from that aspect coming in. But the challenge is the fundamentals, and I think you have to give Dak and his college experience a lot of credit. If you see some strong fundamentals in his play. And the other part of it, too, is how your football team's built and the ability to run the football and play good defense, helps any quarterback, especially a young quarterback.
Yeah, it's the second-ranked offense coming in. And beyond Prescott, your defense is going to have its hands full.
Oh, definitely. It's a big challenge for us. We're looking forward to it. And it's going to be a good matchup. And this is a game that, number one win. But, we want to improve as a football team. That's our focus. And that's the way we're coming into it.
So on your offensive side of the ball, of course, Eddie Lacy dealing with an ankle injury and James Starks not at practice. So what's the situation with Eddie and James?
James, he has a personal situation he's dealing with right now and, also has a, so we're working through that. And Eddie's, was limited yesterday, so we'll see how much he can do today.
You also got a couple of questions about your offense's production. A lot of people throwing stats at you, Aaron, 65% passer rating and some other things. And you said, look, we put up over 400 yards on the Giants. I guess you could look half empty, half full of the glass. What I look at, Coach, is I still believe your offense can play and will play a lot better than it has.
I'm not concerned about the offense. I think you have to make sure you stay focused on who you want to be as an offense, and so there's a lot of good things that we're doing, and it's more about how you play first, and then the production you get from that approach. So we definitely have some things we need to work on, which is the same each and every year. Production is something that can waver, especially early in the area of statistics. So, even the other way too. It's you got to make sure you don't overreact to statistics. Even the good ones, and the ones that are not so good. So, you have to score points in this league. We've had some opportunities, particularly in a couple games now, where we felt like we've left a lot of points on the field. So, that's really where our focus is. And I'm not quite sure where our ranking is in points. I'm sure we're probably around 12 or 13, somewhere in there. So, at the end of the day, we got to make sure we're taking advantage of these opportunities that we're getting.
Yeah, on that point, it's if you watch games, and a lot of people might poo-poo this, but the difference between when you get into statistics, just one play here and one play there, sometimes it's much closer than people appear. It might appear to people.
Definitely. Well, that's the NFL. I mean, there's two things. It's that's the way the league's structured. I mean, parity is the focus throughout all the rules and regulations of the National Football League, and it's definitely apparent on the game field. And it's also the importance of big plays. This league, the key to being successful in the National Football League is big plays, and scoring touchdowns as opposed to kicking field goals is is a big play. So, and one or two of those plays could definitely take your point total and shift it from a top three or top five to, you know, whatever number we are right now. So that, and that's the reality of it. So we're focused on really the things that they go into, you know, generate more big plays and execution, you know, as far as, you know, how we're running the football, the pass protection, and how we're throwing and catching it. So, and that's what we will continue to do.
So do you, are you going to get spoiled with all this home cooking playing at Lambeau Field for most of October? Are you going to remember how to play a road game, Coach?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to sweat it until then, but it's good to kind of be in the routine because, you know, as you know, since this game's over, we're going to be back in a, you know, an odd routine, and that's just really kind of how the schedule is laid out for us this year. So it's all part of the challenge.
And it's another one at Lambeau this Sunday. As always, we'll be watching. Good luck, Coach.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Jerry.